Voila! Another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's roving, wandering, rambling reporter. Ruth, where'd you go?
I went to Sharon a lot this week, I'll tell you that, in your neighborhood. Had their annual town meeting on Friday night, budget town meeting. The meeting took all of 6 minutes, not one comment, not one question, rolled through the agenda. But then when the Board of Finance met, that was a bit longer. And, of course, the debate is setting the mill rate. And the board spent a lot of time going over how much to raise it, knowing there are expenses coming up that need to be funded, and yet they know people are struggling financially and don't want to really sock it to them. So it was, a long meeting, and they finally came to an agreement to bring it up from 10.55 to 11.15, but taking some money, obviously, out of surplus. And John Heck, the member, talked about getting maybe a line of credit if needed to get some of these projects done. The big project in Sharon at this point is the River Road. It is down to one lane on a portion of it, and First Selectman Casey Flanagan was really passionate about having to get that road fixed. He said it's embarrassing to have a road, a two-lane road made into one for 2 years now, and he's worried about the safety and passability. So they did finally, as they say, set it at 11.15, but it's not unique to Sharon. Everybody is coming up with the same concerns. People are struggling. Infrastructure needs to be done. And so I'm sure other towns are facing the same thing.
You know, sadly, the towns have a tendency when they cut to cut on the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
side. That's the sad part, you know, because
kick the can down the road.
You sometimes have to, because so much of the budgets are in, you know, people time.
Yes.
And so you eat up the big portion of anything you have leeway with, and then always it says, well, we'll hold off another year on this maintenance. It's like, yeah, and then it's going to cost you another $50,000 or whatever.
Well, that's always it.
Well, their bridge, you know, we had one in Salisbury down on Salmon Kill, very tiny, tiny bridge.
Oh, I know.
And that was closed for how many years?
Oh, God, for a long time.
So we had the one-lane road for a while down there, but then all of a sudden it just went totally closed.
And the town didn't even have to pay for that one. The feds or the state paid for it, but it took forever.
Well, yeah, because there was
a real detour was a pain. I cursed many times.
They had one because
in
order to get the funding and all, I think it was federal funding at first, but they said it had to be a two-lane, and people were going, oh, we don't want that to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a quasi-half-lane.
Well, remember the big bridge on to Amesville?
Yeah.
That was, oh my god.
That's what I was thinking of. He was like, and I remember Nick, you know, trying to get to Music Mountain. Was just, you know, if you don't know your way and you don't know how to go that way, you just.
That's right. And, you know, you don't want to send a bunch of traffic up over the hill there. That is such a windy, cranky road through there, you know. I say good, lots of prizes for the guy who has to snowplow that road.
Exactly.
He's got to be their best driver, I think.
That's a toughie.
That is a bad one, so.
But Sharon did get some good news. The Sharon Housing Trust received notice that it got a grant of $2 million, and this is going to go for to improve the three properties at 91, 93, and 95 North Main Street. As people know it, near the school and near the community center there, where it maintains 6 already occupied affordable rental houses, rental units. The money's going to go towards converting the unused town community center into 4 new affordable rental units and unite all of those buildings into a single campus with parking and landscape design. And so that's going to be a real boon to the town, I think, in so many ways. You know, providing affordable housing, upgrading the area. It's going to look a lot really nice. And so kudos to the Housing Trust for working and getting this.
Do they have any sense of numbers on that?
On what it's going to cost totally?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure at this point. No, doesn't say they're going to be... No.
Not there yet.
Not there yet, yeah. But this certainly will give it a boost. Okay, the valedictorian and salutatorian at Housatonic have been named. Manny Matsudaira of Cornwall is the valedictorian. He is one of six siblings of the Matsudaira family. I think almost all of them have been either salutatorian or valedictorian, and he's the third one of the family going to Harvard in the fall. He is going to study energy economics or something, and something to that effect. The salutatorian is Tess Marks, whose parents are Kristen Neary and Keith Marks at Salisbury, and she is going to be going to Tufts in Massachusetts. Well, both Massachusetts. So, again, congratulations to those two. This class has done very well, and they're going to a lot of top schools. And graduation is June 13th, I believe. Wake Robin's project has reappeared. They have been before the Inland Wetlands and planning and zoning. No approvals yet from P&Z. Or no decisions. As you know, this was the plan to upgrade Wake Robin into a more resort type of a place. A lot of controversy, many hours long hearings. It was finally denied the first go around. The changes include. I think they're reducing the number of the cottages that they were planning. There were going to be a lot of cottages around the area, but they are going to be, the ones that are coming on are going to be larger than first proposed. I think the events barn that caused a lot of talk is going to be moved more towards the building, the main building, and some other changes proposed. So, it's going to be an interesting go-around once again.
Round two.
Here we go. Yeah.
Do you have any idea what their property size is up there?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
I knew it at one time, but it's been a while.
Yeah. And what about the traffic situation from before? Is that resolved in these new... the potential traffic issues from the last go-round? Right?
Yeah. There's not much, really. They moved that past application had, a driveway, one coming in and one coming out to help alleviate some of that, to help with the traffic concerns. But I honestly don't know what.
Just curious.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many issues, and I'm guessing that the neighbors will be watching closely. There was a lawsuit brought, to... stop this whole thing against Aradev, who's the new owners. We'll see where that's going as well. Then there is so much going on this week. We have the Housatonic open house, the FFA open house, which is always just hugely attended. All the kids in the FFA program do their presentations. This is Wednesday from 6 to 8. All kinds of presentations from everybody, with landscaping to machinery to flower arranging to you name it. And the kids get judged by groups of individuals, community members, and loads of it's just a very... It's a wonderful evening, all free, so come and get your milkshake and come and have some fun and see what these kids do, which is pretty amazing. And during the day earlier, the little kids are invited up to take hay rides and see animals close up. The FFA is a really bright spot in the Housatonic curriculum.
And has been for
years.
Yeah, that's been for the history of it, I think, basically. And we have kids that come in from other states even to use this program.
Well, one of the gals who's the superintendent award winner comes from Armenia.
Yeah.
I said to her, you know, what brought you here? She said, the FFA. I wanted to come. And it's interesting, for those who don't know, the towns that they're coming from, or the state, basically Massachusetts and New York, pay the tuition for these kids to come. So it's a boon all the way around. And, you know, Housatonic gets some tuition, and these towns help to support it, and the kids really thrive. There are so many kids I could tell you who wouldn't have gotten through high school were it not for that program.
Yeah, and the program survives because of that. The money comes with the young person because everybody will always ask the same thing. Why should we be paying for that? You're not.
You're not.
They're paying for it. So.
Exactly.
And the other thing that's wonderful is, and this goes way, 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 way back, is you learn skills that if I had the time and the inclination, I would open up a separate finishing. You learn things that you need to know to do good work, you know, to survive basically in the outer world, you know, and that is so valuable.
Yeah, they're practical, and they learn about sales. They learn about business, you know, through the various events that they do.
Right.
They learn all about the farming business, if you will. Because it used to be, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the wood shop and all of that has basically disappeared from the high school, hasn't it?
No.
It's still there?
I mean, it's on a limited basis, but there is, no.
You have access to it, and you have access, basically, you need to know how to speak, you need to know how to function, and you need to know how to move your way through various situations. And
well, they have these, they go on these, you know, conferences and public speaking. I mean, these kids can really make circles around the rest of us, the way they learn how to public speak, how do they handle themselves with other people, how they travel all over the country and you know, have exchange programs.
So they're networking in different ways that you network if you, are working your way through the, shall we say, the intellectual system.
But it's really a lot more than just farming. I mean, now it's, you should see some of the landscape and other projects and things that these, and careers that these kids have gone going into.
No, that's, it's just, it's a little known, it's the, a lot of people who don't know.
Right.
But if you do know, you know how valuable it is and how well-rounded an education you get from it.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Trade secrets, Ruth.
Next.
Trade secrets this Saturday.
Trade secrets.
Isn't it... I think the gardens are on Sunday and the...
Trade secrets is Saturday, I guess, at Lime Rock.
At Lime Rock?
Yep. That's always for gardeners and people who love all that. They get magnificent displays, and not just gardening, but antique things that go in the gardens, and people sign up for this a year in advance.
It's on their social calendar in a big way.
Yes, exactly. Also, this week, speaking of the high school, the Blue and Gold Art Show is Friday night. I think it's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the high school in the library. The kids get awards for their work, and again, you know, these kids, those in that realm, are so talented, and a lot of them going on to special schools to study art and follow that career. So that's open to the public as well, and well worth coming to Friday night. Historical Society for Falls Village Canaan Historical Society is having its annual dinner meeting on the 16th, also Friday, at the Canaan Emergency Services Center. 5 p.m., the doors open, and Chuck Lewis, former first selectman and an author, is going to be speaking on his latest book on Methodism and the history of the Methodist Church in this area. Chuck, if those who don't know, is a terrific writer and historian and just a great all-around guy. It should be a good session. And because we are now in springtime, we have plant sales going on. There's two this weekend, both on Saturday. The Hunt Library is actually Saturday and Sunday. That's in Falls Village. And the Douglas Library in Canaan is on Saturday. Plants galore. Get your shovels out. Go buy your plants and get your gardens going and support these local libraries.
Get to work.
Yes. And
yeah, it's all through the area. We've got them over in New York State.
I bet.
There are so many plant sales going on this coming weekend that you just have to drive around to every town and you'll find
one. But you will find what you are looking for. And that's what's
one.
So great about that.
Yeah. You can find a hydrangea in one place and peas in another.
Yep. And go for it.
Just galore. And hopefully our countryside will be blossoming and blooming by
Yeah,
next
see,
month.
It kind of all wraps together. You get a tour, you get to watch the beauty of spring.
Yep.
As we were talking too, libraries, don't forget Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon is having their annual spring soiree.
Oh, right.
That's on the 17th.
That's at the Country Club?
At the Country Club, Sharon Country Club from 5
to
7:30.
Full gear. And I did go to the art show at Standard Space this weekend. The kids from Sharon Center School, every kid in the school has two projects on the in this show.
Two.
Madeline Stern, the art teacher, and Theo Colomb, the owner of Standard Space, put this on. And although I was there when it was pouring rain, there were still people coming to look at the artwork.
Pouring rain again, Ruth?
I'm always out in the rain.
What is with you, Sharon?
Yeah.
Pouring rain.
I'm always soaking wet, Jill. Always soaking wet.
Hire you somebody to go along and carry an umbrella for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got it. We got to do something about this.
I'll call you next time, Mike.
Or we'll get a garbage bag for you.
We want a little more.
Cut the holes in it and go.
A little more? Hey, if Hotchkiss if the library is having a soiree at the Country Club, we're going to have to do better than a garbage bag.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, can't show up in the garbage bag to that.
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you got one of the scented ones. Good Lord. Okay.
Are we?
There's tons of stuff out there. There's no reason for anybody to be sitting home this weekend.
Exactly.
That is exactly as it should be.
And as we're rolling up through, we're going to have Memorial Day coming. It's going to be a pretty hot time for the. And I hope not weather-wise. I hope it's just, pleasantly mild.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at us.
I guess that's why they call it Mother Nature.
All right, folks. Well, we thank you so much for being out there, Ruth, wandering and
getting wet
and roving.
Roaming, whatever you're doing out there with your garbage bags and stuff. So thank you so much from the head desk here at Robin Hood Radio. And I guess it's time to turn over to the real head of Robin Hood Radio, Jill, and have her walk us on out.
I think you did such a good job.
Wasn't
Thank
that good?
You very much. Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's Rambling, Roving, etc. A reporter with what's going on out there, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.